The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against marriage in the summer of 2013, we've seen many of the state marriage amendments which define marriage as being between a man and a woman only declared unconstitutional by national courts. These rulings not only ignore the right of the people within their states to define marriage, they fly in the face of biblical moral law which defines marriage as being between a man and a woman only. These judges fear not God nor regard man. So what do we do when we have a disordered national court system? We must do what the Bible teaches by the principle of interposition. We must appeal to our state governments to come in between our national government and the people. This is what Jehoiada the priest, Daniel, and Queen Esther did to fix disordered government. We must fervently urge our state governors, who have full authority to stop this attack on marriage, to do so. Not only do they have full constitutional authority to stop this overthrow of state law, they have a responsibility to do so. They have taken an oath to uphold both their state constitutions and the national constitution. It is their duty to stop these renegade judges. Maybe you're asking where we get this idea. When Peter and James were told by the government authorities of their day to speak no more in Jesus' name, they spoke this principle when they stated, quote, "We ought to obey God rather than men." When government servants say homosexuals have a right to marry, they are violating the biblical definition of marriage, and they are to be disobeyed. However, there's another very important reason based on biblical principle. Since the states in 1789 reserved all government powers to the people or to their state governments unless specifically given to the national government, our governors have a responsibility to refuse to enforce any national court decision that attempts to steal a power of the state government. Since marriage or homosexuality is not mentioned anywhere in the national constitution, that means the government power to license a marriage rests only and completely with the state in which that marriage is to be done. This is the plain language of the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, which states, quote, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people." End quote. Since no hint of marriage is in the national constitution, the defining and administering of it falls plainly under the power of the states, not the power of the national government. Plain and simple. So what happens if a state governor stands up like a statesman and sends word to the county clerks of his state that marriage will continue to be only between a man and a woman, and they are not to issue marriage license to other parties? We'll have to save most of that discussion for next time. But to answer that briefly, that governor would have both the people and God Almighty on his side. Where is the courageous state governor who will stand against the national courts which have usurped state powers? Where are the courageous people who would demand that our governors do it? Which governor and people will, quote, "obey God rather than men"? And if you think that that might cause a war between some of the states and the national government, which is better, to die as free men or to live as slaves? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.